News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the Ireland Rugby Sevens star, Jordan Conroy, is presenting a new coming-of-age sports series with 10 male teenage participants. All the episodes of Man Up are available on the RTE player. I caught up with Jordan a little bit earlier. I began by asking him to tell us a little bit about his documentary, Man Up.
Well, it was kind of a few-part idea. The first one was, as you said, bring 10 teenage boys like from 10 different backgrounds and from ages 12 to 14 and bring them together, see can we form a team out of them by getting them to teach them how to play rounders and play, you know, a team at the end of the training to see how they do. And then I suppose the secondary thing to the show was, you know, it's kind of delving into, you know, the other side of it, where what's it like to be a young teenager in today's society, you know? Is it different from the times we grew up, or what's the new, you know, what are the worries of today's teenager? Or it's kind of, you know, things like that, getting to know them on a personal level and also, you know, seeing how they kind of integrate with each other. And it was a very interesting process to see that, just from, you know, my point of view, because I wanted to see the way I grew up, is it different to today's world? And yeah, it was kind of delving into things like that, which was very enjoyable.
I'm sure. No, look, I'm a lot older than you, but I do have kids who are teenagers and older. And one thing I find is that I think they're way more open to talking about things. Their friends, I think, are kind of kinder to each other, more open to chatting through things. Is that what you experienced with those kids?
100%, because before I went in, I was kind of going into the idea of, right, I have 10 lads. It's like, you know, it's a weird age, 12 to 14. You're, you know, getting used to your body and all this, and you're becoming into these things. And I thought, you know, there'd be a lot of awkwardness. You know, there wouldn't be a lot of chat. There'd be a lot of, like, you know, feeling each other out at the very beginning. And, you know, I thought I'd have to, you know, jump myself into and try and get lads to come out of the shell. But as you said, with today's teenagers, they're so much more open. And kind of watching the show and seeing the video vlogs they did, I was just amazed and taken back by how much they could talk about and how much more open-minded they were. And they were very accepting of a lot of things. And, you know, when I compared to myself or to my friends, we wouldn't have done that at all. We wouldn't have been able to talk about the topics they talked about on the show and how knowledgeable they were and how, I mean, emotionally aware they were. So that was a really kind of surprising thing for me coming onto the show. But in a way, I was kind of glad of it. It kind of showed that we were making a little bit of progress from when we were, you know, teenagers, to be able to speak about things and help understand. So yeah, it was really, really good.
Yeah. Did you learn from them, do you think?
I did, because, you know, when you have 10 teenage boys, there was quite a lot going on. And I tried to be, you know, I tried to be like, you know, a best friend, a coach, a brother and everything, and tried to so kind of help them in everything along the way. But then I kind of realized maybe I have to step back, and in some things you have to let them try and figure them out themselves as well. So it was very interesting in that manner, because it's kind of like, you know, when we had parents, they always tried to do everything for us when we had difficulty. But in hindsight, it was letting them kind of experiencing things for themselves. So I kind of had to step back. And as well, having 10 different personalities there, you know, everyone had to be kind of, you know, treated in a different way because they weren't all similar. So I had to, you know, get to know them and how to handle them differently. So that was a learning curve as well. And, you know, it helped me quite a lot to understand what it is working like with, you know, teenagers and adults as well. So yeah, it was very insightful.
10 different personalities. How did they get on? Was there challenges in terms of the mixing?
That's what I thought, you know, and there was quite a lot of different characters. Some lads were quieter than others. Some were like a little more confident, but definitely, like, even on the first day, see, I was hiding and I was trying to kind of get a look at them, and there was a little bit, you know, introductions and whatnot, but I think after an hour or two, the lads got on like a house on fire. I mean, they all sat down, they all were talking. They were talking about where they're from, what they were doing, and it just seemed very effortlessly to them. And, you know, I was very surprised by that how easy it was for them to be able to, you know, have a conversation and keep a conversation. So I was it was quite an easy job for me then to try and talk to lads and get to know them because, you know, they made it easy.
You've also spoken about your own experience as a child with domestic abuse. Do you think that helped in terms of this programme, in terms of your empathy, your understanding of potential issues that might arise?
100%. And that's the key thing, you know. I think that's why I got chosen for this kind of a job, is to be able to, you know, relate to these young men. And when I go back to myself, I just couldn't talk to anyone. I was more comfortable with the idea of someone that knew where I was coming from. And it doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, exact domestic abuse, but something that you're angered by or confused by. And it's just about creating comfort for them. And, you know, me coming from the background I did, it kind of made them look at me in a different way, not just like, oh, the sports star, the coach, you know. It's more on a personal level and like, oh, okay, he is human and maybe he, you know, isn't such a bad guy after all. And he's been through, you know, pain and struggle, and this is what I'm going through, so maybe he can help me. It's kind of building that bridge and, you know, getting comfortable with the idea of being able to share and being on the same level as them. You know, it's like it was being about the same level as them, which was very important. And I think that's what has helped me in the show, getting to know the lads and being able to work with them. So yeah, it was definitely a part of it that was very helpful, and, you know, it was very crucial to, you know, working with these lads.
I've read interviews where you've spoken about you, your mother and sister escaping an abusive relationship in Germany. You were very young at the time, I think it was 6 or 7. Was it difficult for you to talk about that and open up as part of the process?
It definitely was. And I'll tell you why, because as a kid, you know, I don't know if it was from trauma, but I was able to block it out, lock it away for so long. And it wasn't until kind of around the last couple of months I properly open up about it, and it kind of taught me one or two things that you always kind of need to be able to talk about things no matter how long, because it's not very good holding on to these things very long. And I kind of realized that when I started talking about it, because it was just a very weird transition for me, because just releasing all that trauma kind of made me feel weird about myself. You know, there was something, things in life that I was enjoying, I wasn't enjoying anymore. And it was just because I had these negative, you know, not even negative, but these, like, these memories, negative memories circulating around my head, because I was opening up about it and was talking about it. I was actually thinking about these things. And it actually just, you know, from a mental side, it was kind of a bit of a struggle at times, because I just didn't have any clarity. I didn't know what was going on or what was happening. And it was because I was releasing the trauma, and it was just one of those things that was, it was a natural, you know, occurrence that was happening. It was me dealing with my trauma, and it was kind of difficult, because I didn't have any clarity to see why this was happening to me now. I thought I was able to deal with it, and it just goes to show that, you know, by talking about it, but the more I started talking about it, and the more I was kind of becoming familiar and making it my own story and kind of getting, you know, getting power out of it, that's when I started to calm down. And obviously talking to a couple of people helped me realize that. So, I mean, at the beginning, I will say, yeah, it was difficult and confusing, because I was a little bit scared and anxious about it, how people would receive it, or am I putting myself out there? So, yeah, it was interesting. But, you know, I'm better now, and having put it out there for people to hopefully have a positive effect, I saw the, you know, how positive it did have, because people received it so well, and, you know, said, you know, that they were blown away by it, and I want them to do positive with it. So yeah, it definitely was a struggle, but I got over it, basically. Yeah. I got over it through time and through sharing and talking it.
Yeah, I'm assuming one of the lessons from Man Up, I suppose, as a final question, did you come to any answers about what it means to be a young man in Ireland today?
So we often touch about this subject, and there's so many ways to be a man, but I suppose when we look at it, to be, you know, a good human being, doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman. It's, I always kind of go back to these fundamentals, like, if you're a young man, these things will bring you a long way in life, because they have done for me. It's being respectful. Respect goes a long way. Being a respectful young man helps you along the way, because people will treat you respect if you treat them respect. And I know it's like a very cliche, but it is. Being very accepting, seeing those lads being so accepting of each other, really, you know, it shines a different light, and it's very important around, you know, the people you're around. Be accepting of people, no matter from where they come from or whatever. I've been taught this as a young lad from my mother. It's just being loving. I don't think we just share enough about love, how much love can have a positive thing. If you're loving, kind of, if you're in love with yourself and if you're loving with other things, it really kind of helps you progress as a young man throughout life, because these qualities will help you, you know, as you grow up and as you go through teenage years, as you go through young adulthood, having those fundamentals make you a good person. And obviously we're going to have our ups and downs because we're not all perfect, but having those kind of three fundamentals, there's obviously more to it, but I could go on for ages.
No, I think that sums it up well. Look, before you go, though, I do have to ask you, the great year in the Sevens circuit, second place in the overall standings. Are you confident of turning that good form into a medal in Paris this summer?
Oh, 100%. It's about the mentality we're going into, and it's the mentality we've had throughout the whole year. And it's got us second into the table. So, I mean, we're definitely going to carry that into Paris, you know. We're going to reset in June, and we're going to be in the mentality of getting on that podium. And it's worked really well for us, and we're excited. We're really excited. The team has been performing well, clicking well. So 100%, we'll have to go for that gold medal. That's the only way we can go into Paris, and that's the way we're going to go. And we'll see what happens.
Okay, that was Ireland Rugby 7 star Jordan Conroy talking about his coming of age series with 10 male participants. Man Up. And all the episodes are available on the RTE.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.